Well, hello and welcome to the No Filter Needed podcast, where we cut the fluff, expel those myths, and kick unobtainable standards to the curb. I am your host, Camilla Collins, self-image consultant, author, and founder of multiple beauty and creative entertainment agencies. I am super passionate about empowering people to change their self-perception and reimagine not just the beauty, but the huge amount of power within themselves. And this podcast is in support of my mission to do just that. We've all got a juggling act going on these days. There's just so much pressure to experience all that life has to offer. We feel that we should be excelling in our careers by either climbing the corporate ladder or growing our side hustles and building our businesses. And this, alongside experiencing daily personal growth, looking and feeling as fit as a flea, traveling to faraway places to experience new cultures, and all while being a great parent, friend, son or daughter, and providing support to our nearest and dearest. The pressure! And with the rise in social media platforms showcasing everybody's highlight reels and perfectly cropped images, well, that doesn't help our FOMO either. There is so much available to us now, and while this is a positive thing, it can put an enormous amount of pressure on us. It can negatively impact our mental health as well as our physical health, which can plummet at the expense of trying to achieve more and do more. We can succumb to fad diets, poor self-care regimes, rash decision-making, bad investments of both time and money, all to get ahead quicker and faster, which actually ends up sending us backwards. Turning to quick fixes, not booking in the time with yourself to think clearly and plan ahead, and putting everybody else's needs ahead of your own, your boss, your clients, your friends, your family, it's not the recipe for a happy life. Well, not for you anyway. Life can be demanding, and there are times when you need to put the hours in for sure, but something's got to give eventually. So to manage yourself effectively under the pressure of all that life throws at you, you need to know your limitations and you must build your stamina and resilience from the inside out. Why do I need to say from the inside out? Because so many people try to build it from the outside in. At the very basic level, you must fuel your mind and body correctly for optimal performance. And that means balanced and nutritious meals, ample sleep, plenty of water. And that's at the very, very basic level. If we go up a level, then that would be eliminating unnecessary distractions in the form of unsupportive or toxic people that you work with or socialize with. Mindless scrolling on social media, that ain't fueling you correctly. And your preferred procrastination exercise, we've all got them, that's not getting you any further along either. All these things cloud your thinking and drain your energy, which doesn't make you resilient or build your stamina. You want to be finding focus in all areas. Focus with your food, focus with your fitness, focus with your finances, your family, your fulfillment. When you are focused, you won't veer off track, and you can create focus in any area through preparing and planning. Preparing and planning anything in advance forces you to think of all eventualities, to consider lots of different aspects of the thing or area of your life that you are planning. And it provides a solid foundation and management system for you to not only work from, but also to easily identify what is and isn't working so that you can adjust your output or efforts accordingly to achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve. If you're not following a plan, then you are reacting to whatever comes up around you. And when you are reacting to everything around you, then it gets really messy. You trip up, you get sidetracked into all sorts of directions. Now, planning isn't like work. Well, it's not when it's done correctly, but it's necessary to not only manage your time effectively, but also to leverage it. Putting those extra hours into planning and preparing eliminates some of the stress with decision making that comes later on and provides some stable ground for you to confidently walk on. So something actionable for you today. If you don't want to fully immerse yourself in a full-blown life plan right now, just plan out your day tomorrow. I roughly plan my weeks in advance and then I plan my day both the night before and first thing in the morning around 6 a.m. I note down what I need to do the previous day and I book it in time slots the following morning for the day ahead. And I do this because I like to give myself a little flexibility and choose what I'm in the mood for. Because sometimes I wake up in a creative mood and other times not so much. So I want to utilize my natural flow as much as possible. So my little challenge to you is to plan the next 7 days and plan each day out with time slots, either the night before or on the day, and see how much more you accomplish and how much further towards wherever you're going you get. And you can apply this to preparing food in advance, booking workouts in, tackling work projects, and even seeing friends and family for social time. The planning process also forces you into a better perspective, and it will help you eliminate anything that doesn't support your end goals. It gets you to really hone in on the actions that will make the most difference and gets you working and performing smarter and just living better overall. So tell me, are you already a meticulous planner? Or do you think you could perhaps benefit from putting some extra time in the planning and preparing of things? And if so, which area of your life would benefit the most from some TLC in the planning department? Drop it in the comments or come and chat to me over on Instagram. I do like to chat. I'll see you next time. Keep shining, keep smiling. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got some good takeaways from today. And if so, then please do leave a review. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And you can find further insights and tools over at camillacollins.com.